In early April, the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, several states, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced they started an investigation of a multi-state outbreak of E. coli infections. Illnesses started on dates ranging from March 22nd to March 31st. As of April 27th, 127 people infected with the outbreak strain of E. coli have been reported from 25 states. 52 people have been hospitalized, including 14 people who have developed a type of kidney failure called hemolytic uremic syndrome. One death was reported from California. Information collected to date indicates that romaine lettuce from the Yuma, Arizona growing region could be contaminated with E. coli 0157H7 and could make people sick. Now, E. coli are bacteria found in the environment, foods, and intestines of people and animals. Most E. coli are harmless and are actually an important part of a healthy human intestinal tract. However, some E. coli can cause diarrhea, urinary tract infections, respiratory illness, bloodstream infections, and other illnesses. The types of E. coli that can cause illness can be spread through contaminated water or food or through contact with animals or people. The Centers for Disease Control issued an advisory to consumers to not eat or buy romaine lettuce unless you can confirm it's not from the Yuma, Arizona growing region. This advice included whole heads and hearts of romaine, chopped baby organic romaine, and salads and salad mixes containing romaine lettuce. WEAA contacted four grocery chain stores in the Baltimore area and asked whether they were affected by the recall. In a written statement, Weiss Market spokesman Dennis Curtin told us, with respect to the E. coli outbreak related to romaine lettuce grown in Yuma, Arizona, we've been assured in writing by all of our romaine suppliers that the romaine sold in Weiss Market stores, including chopped, leaf, and hearts of romaine, comes from either California and Florida. Safeway spokeswoman Beth Goldberg also issued a written statement telling WEAA News Safeway learned about the E. coli concern the day the CDC issued the voluntary recall and made inquiries to suppliers immediately. Goldberg said as a precaution, all products containing romaine lettuce were removed from the shelves while each of our suppliers' product was reviewed and determined safe. And Goldberg said within a few days, romaine lettuce product was stocked on shelves. We then reached out to Giant Food Stores for comment. Spokeswoman Phyllis Andrade said they, too, worked with suppliers very closely.
We went through a huge process and we verified that the romaine lettuce that is now available in our stores is not produced in the Yuma, Arizona region, which is the subject of the recent Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory. So our product was safe and it was not affected. So we had also issued store signs, just because we wanted to make sure our customers understand the importance of, you know, how serious we take it, that it was safe to consume. It was clear.
And Wegmans spokeswoman Valerie Fox said the romaine lettuce recall did not affect their stores.
All of the chopped, whole, and romaine hearts sold in our stores comes from growing areas other than Yuma, Arizona. When the CDC and FDA issued the advisory about chopped romaine grown in Yuma on Friday, April 13th, we removed any remaining product from our stores.
As for romaine lettuce in salads at restaurants, the CDC advises restaurants to not serve or sell any romaine lettuce of any variety from the Yuma, Arizona growing region. Product labels often don't identify growing regions, so consumers should not eat or buy it if you are uncertain about where it was grown. Now, on its website, Walmart and Sam's Club posted information from the CDC that states there are 121 cases of people sick from E. coli bacteria in romaine lettuce in 25 states, including New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. None were reported in Washington, D.C., Delaware, Maryland, or West Virginia. To learn more about E. coli bacteria and the voluntary recall of romaine lettuce, more information is available online at cdc.gov. I'm Julius White in the WEAA 88.9 News Center.